For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. China has issued a white paper on Tibet, reaffirming current regional ethnic autonomous policy ahead of the 50th anniversary of the foundation of Tibet Autonomous Region. The white paper says practice has shown regional ethnic autonomy conforms to the fundamental interests of all ethnic groups in Tibet. It says Tibet's traditional culture is well protected and freedom of religious belief in the region is also respected and protected. It also notes the 14th Dalai Lama's continued separatist activities violate the constitution of China and its state system. Democratic reform was carried out in Tibet in 1959 and regional ethnic autonomy came into practice in the region in 1965. The Chinese economy has been under the spotlight during the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Turkey, while most participants expressed their optimism towards China's economy. At the two-day meeting over the weekend in Ankara, participants exchanged views on recent unfavorable developments in financial markets, particularly stock sell-offs across the globe, caused by growing worries about a slowdown in China's growth. Christine Lagarde, chief of the International Monetary Fund, says China already has comprehensive reform plans to stabilize the market. Most economists believe that the stock market fluctuations in China have reflected some problems with the country's real economy, as opposed to China suffering from a financial crisis. A major Chinese newspaper says the country's military is committed to reform. The People's Liberation Army Daily says many major countries are accelerating military reform and international competition for military predominance is fierce. It adds that state security will be threatened if China's military falls behind. By the end of 2017, China will have reduced its military personnel by 300,000. This will be the 11th time the military has been reduced in size since the founding of the People's Republic of China in 1949. A joint drill between the air forces of China and Pakistan has begun in China. The Chinese contingent includes fighter jets, fighter bombers and early warning planes, while its Pakistani counterpart dispatched fighter jets and early warning planes. A Chinese military spokesperson says the joint exercise is part of a series of military exchange programs between the two air forces, adding that China's air force was willing to expand the scope of cooperation with various countries. The first such drill was held in Pakistan in March 2011, the second in China's western Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region in September 2013, and the third was held in Punjab, Pakistan in May last year. China have defeated host Japan 3-1 to win the FIVB Volleyball Women's World Cup. They also qualified for next year's Rio Olympic Games. China maintained a record of 10 wins and one loss at the tournament. Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott said on Sunday that his country was prepared to do more to help address the Syrian refugee crisis. Abbott said Australia's immigration minister was scheduled to meet with the UN over the issue. Abbott said Australia had taken 4,400 refugees from Syria and Iraq in the last financial year ending in June. However, he did not specify how many more refugees Australia might take. Syrian authorities have secured 300,000 artefacts from archaeological sites across Syria. Syria's Antiquities and Museums Department says the secured artefacts include 400 statues from the ancient city of Palmyra in central Syria. It adds that 95% of the artefacts of Palmyra have been secured. Palmyra, Syria's millennia-old oasis city, was stormed by the Islamic State last May. Since then, several ancient temples and tombs have been destroyed. China's property conglomerate Dalian Wanda has inked a close cooperation deal with Suning Commerce Group. The deal will allow the country's largest electronics retailer to open stores in Wanda shopping centres nationwide. 40 Suning stores will be opened at Wanda Plaza, the developer's flagship commercial property, in 2015. Suning owns more than 1,600 outlets across China, together with one of the country's largest online retailing platforms. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.